This is Dr. Jay Corsandi, and you're listening to The Best Night Ever, the show that's dedicated to helping you get your best night's sleep. Over the last 20 years of treating patients, I've worn many hats, including dentist, engineer, psychologist, artist, corporate executive, and more. I've found that the key to success, health, and longevity lies in sleep, and that's why I created this show. I want to teach you how to make sleep your best friend. Join me on a journey to uncover cutting-edge science, life-changing tips from renowned experts, ancient and modern sleep secrets, game-changing routines, and lifestyle hacks that will educate, inspire, and ultimately help you get the best night ever. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. I've got a question for you. What's something that requires very little work on your end, can help you detox, burn calories, feel better, and even make your skin glow? Well, if you haven't figured it out, we're talking about heat and infrared sauna therapy, and it's my favorite health optimization tool at the moment. So much so that this is my second show dedicated to infrared sauna therapy, and this time I'm chatting with the co-founders of a company called Higher Dose. It's Katie Capps and Lauren Berlingeri. Now, if you've listened to some of my previous shows, you know I'm a big fan of anti-aging, longevity, wellness, health optimization, and obviously sleep. So when I discover something that can help with all of those, I get super excited. And this, folks, is absolutely one of them. In this show, we're going to talk about what their journey was from the corporate world and the modeling world all the way into having a chain of sauna spas throughout the New York City area and a blanket that's pretty revolutionary. We're going to talk about the benefits of infrared sauna therapy, how sweating can help you detox, feel better, release happy hormones, sleep deeper, be more resilient, immune boosting functions. I mean, the list goes on, and I can't wait for you to hear what they have to say. We're also going to be talking about some products and some links, particularly an infrared sauna blanket that is portable, easy to use, and at a much lower price point. I'm going to have that on my website. It's sleepbiohacker.com. Again, that's sleepbiohacker.com, where I showcase all these products that I talk about, as well as information about me, my background, my podcast, my Instagram feed, all kinds of goodies. There's a blog in there. I invite you to check that out, or you can follow me on Instagram at sleepbiohacker there. And without further ado, I want to get on to this show. I hope you enjoy it and stay tuned at the end. I'll have some more information. All right. We are live. Katie and Lauren, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us, Jay.
So I'm super excited to record this show because we're going to be talking about one of my most favorite health optimization hacks that I've been doing lately. It's something that's, you know, transformed my health and it's helped boost my immunity during these crazy times, and that's heat and infrared heat and sauna therapy. But before we get into that, I want to learn a little bit more and share a little bit more with the people listening about you guys. Lauren, you've had quite a journey from fashion modeling all the way to UFC host. So I want to know a little bit more about your road and then how you ended up into what you're doing now. And then Katie, as you as well, I think you were working for a company called Tough Mudder, which I've heard about and I've wanted to do. I don't know if I'll get a chance to do it after all this crazy virus stuff, but we'll talk about you as well too. So Lauren, share with me a little bit about your journey.
Sure. So I'm originally from Canada, Hamilton, Ontario, to be exact. And at the age of 16, I started getting into fashion modeling. And I started to travel the world. I lived in all sorts of cool places, from South Africa to Australia, all through Europe. I was in Turkey. And I actually ended up in New York as my last stop in my fashion career. And when I came to New York, I actually had the opportunity to start getting into more fitness modeling. And it was a really good time for me because the whole fashion modeling thing wasn't working for me anymore. You know, the Diet Coke and cigarette diet ended up catching up to me. I had pretty bad hormone issues and, you know, all sorts of like sleep issues and just didn't feel my best and definitely didn't look my best, which ended up, you know, causing a whole extra layer of tension as, you know, you're trying to make money off of, you know, the way that you look ultimately, you know, you as yourself as a product. And I just wasn't feeling good. Everything started to catch up to me. So it was at that time that I, you know, really started to look into other career options. And my friend Anastasia told me about a school called IIN, which is Institute of Integrative Nutrition. And I realized my true passion was, you know, in nutrition and health, because when I was starting to study, everything that I was learning, I would remember and I would be able to regurgitate it and I could actually teach on it. And I was so passionate that I just would come to life talking about health. So I realized at that time that that's, you know, what I should be into. And when I was, you know, at school, I also had the opportunity to host my own show called Woman Versus Workout. And it was this really cool show where I got to tackle all these like crazy fitness challenges. And it started off as like UFC training and parkour and quickly escalated into, you know, Navy SEAL training, NASCAR driving, motocross. And it was just this really cool show that we did for YouTube. And it ended up being really successful. I ended up getting nominated for a Webby Award and, you know, kind of just came out of nowhere that like, hey, I actually, you know, really love being a host. So that led me to hosting for brands like UFC, EA Sports, IMG. And, you know, I continued to do that for another like 4 or 5 years. And at that time, I was still living in New York City, was offered a position at a startup, actually developing health and wellness products and doing the brand ambassador program. And then again, you know, realized my true passion was in wellness. And ultimately, I loved, you know, the idea of being an entrepreneur. You know, I got my first little taste of that. But when I was at Aloha, I actually was introduced to the infrared sauna by an amazing doctor who I fully am obsessed with and respect and will listen to anything he says. And he told me about it because, you know, even though I was relatively healthy, trying all these new, like, you know, wellness things like, you know, vegetarian, vegan, paleo, herbs, Ayurveda, I still struggled with, you know, my nervous system being out of whack and my hormones. And he was like, you really need to try the infrared sauna. It's amazing and it's really going to help calm you down. So what happened was I went and looked up the only infrared sauna in New York City. And sure enough, there was one in a colonic center in a basement behind a curtain. It was the only one that exists. And I was like, okay. So I went and tried it and like absolutely fell in love with it. That night I slept like a baby. I noticed my skin was much more clear, less inflamed and glowing the next day. And I was like, what was that? Like, I absolutely loved that feeling. And I went to go write an article for Aloha on it. And I started researching it and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like the list of benefits and how long the technology has been around. And it's so safe that they put prematurely born babies in incubators. That's how safe the technology was. And, you know, people have been doing sauna culture like for thousands of years as the best kept health secret. And yet here we are living in North America where we're all, you know, stressed out, unhealthy, you know, and you couldn't find a good sauna if your life depended on it. So it was at that moment that I knew that this was, you know, where I needed to be. And I wanted to start my own company around it. But with my experience at Aloha and being very close to, you know, the CEO and founder, I knew that the other half of the business was actually, you know, raising money and putting spreadsheets together and decks and, you know, building out models, which I was totally not capable of, nor was I ever going to, you know, pretend I was. So I knew I needed, you know, a business partner in this and I wasn't going to be able to do it alone. So at that time, a friend of mine told me that he was meeting with this girl named Katie Capps and he was going to pitch her this idea around a probiotic gum and that I should come. And, you know, I went there, I met her and I had the chance to, you know, tell her about my passion and infrared and how it's going to be the next biggest thing and the benefits and oh my God, everybody should be doing this. And the rest is history. And I kind of let Katie take it from there.
Yeah, that's a great intro. Katie, your turn.
Yeah, thanks for the intro, Lauren. As Lauren alluded to, I have experience modeling as well, but financial modeling.
not as sexy.
Yeah. So basically, I'm the finance dude in the partnership here. I started my career in investment banking at Merrill Lynch. I went to Georgetown undergrad, studied international economics. And yeah, I just was always into health and fitness and running. And I guess after the financial crisis, I reevaluated my career a little bit and decided I wanted to put my business skills to work in the fitness wellness space. So I was one of the first employees at Tough Mudder, helped grow the business from, you know, 15 employees when I started to 150 by the time I left. And yeah, after I left Tough Mudder, I knew I wanted to start my own company in health and wellness. And I was super obsessed with getting high naturally through acupuncture and colonics and all kinds of next level wellness stuff. And then when I met Lauren and she told me about Infrared, I tried it once and was immediately addicted. And we just decided to start the company the next day.
And the rest is history.
Exactly.
So the company that you guys started is called Higher Dose, which the first time I heard it, I actually thought it was like a weed shop or something like that. But
tell about that now.
So can you tell everyone a little bit about what that is and how it works?
The name or the business?
Or both. Either one. Or how did you come up with that name or and the business?
Sure. Why don't I tackle the dose part, Katie, and you can let everyone know what Higher Dose does. So Higher Dose stands for dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. And those are your four main happy chemicals. And we're all about getting high naturally and different ways to do that. And, you know, biohacking's one and working out's another and eating good foods another. But we really wanted to deep dive into the science of how to release those specific ones. And, you know, infrared saunas is one of the best ways to do that. It releases endorphins, speeds up your heart rate to the pace of a light jog. Dopamine, anytime that you're doing something good for yourself, but also just going into the sauna, you release a ton of dopamine. Oxytocin, we always believe that, you know, anytime that you go into the sauna and you give yourself a massage, you go in with a partner, or even you just connect with a partner or with yourself. It's the ultimate act of self-love. And serotonin, which is the biggest one because it is a light therapy, it releases serotonin just like the sun does, because what infrared does is it mimics the sun's rays and the eye picks up on the invisible light spectrum and releases a whole whack of serotonin.
Yeah. And what we do is we basically wanted to reinvent the spa experience for this generation of millennials and people who are looking for ways besides drugs and alcohol to feel good and get high naturally. So we consider ourselves like a health club meets nightclub. So we have these really like sexy infrared sauna rooms where it's your own private experience. So you can go in with a friend or a lover or a partner. And we have really cool wallpaper. We have like nice amenities and touches that just make it feel like a very luxury, elevated experience. And we've got several locations in New York City, as well as we sell infrared sauna blankets online that we encourage people to make part of their at-home spa lifestyle. And it's basically like the take-home version of our infrared sauna experience.
Got it. So yeah, I've seen the website, I've seen the pictures. I haven't been to your locations, but it looks very sexy and appealing, very much unlike a colonic place with a shady sauna in the back of a curtain. So good job there.
You see the opportunity.
Yeah, you did a good, well, opportunity there. So when we talk about saunas, my experience, and I've done a show on saunas before, but my experience, you know, growing up, there was a health club by my house and I had a membership there and there was a sauna there and I would go there and it was a traditional kind and it had like stadium seating, like stacks of, you know, benches. And this was a big one, probably 20, 30 people could sit in there. There's a differentiation between the different kinds of saunas. Can we go over those a little bit? Like the Finnish kind versus infrared and whatever else?
Sure. I kind of alluded to that a little bit earlier with just the release of serotonin, because infrared is a light therapy and traditional saunas, they actually heat coals and they superficially heat the air and superficially heat the body. Whereas infrared saunas are light therapy and they actually heat objects much like the sun. So it's actually a much more gentle and effective way to heat the body. And what it does is infrared actually vibrates water molecules and pulls out heavy metals, radiation, and environmental pollutants that are stored deep within your fat cells. It's a very oily kind of sweat. It actually downs cortisol levels and puts your body into a state of healing, where traditional saunas are a lot more aggressive. Like, you'll notice that you can't really stay in a traditional sauna that long. You know, you feel zapped at the end of it. You feel exhausted. You know, not to say anything's wrong with traditional saunas. We actually love traditional saunas, but it's definitely much more of an intense hit on the body. It's more of like a cardiovascular workout. It's more, you know, heart pumping, and you feel like you've done the toughest workout afterwards where you almost need to go to bed. And that's always the biggest misconception, is when people go into our saunas, they're like, wow, it doesn't feel that hot. Oh, wow, this is like so gentle and relaxing. Oh, wow, I didn't really need to go to sleep after or take a nap. I could go to work and I feel refreshed, energized, relaxed. And that's because your body is in that state of relaxation. And I think the main benefits of the reason why to do an infrared sauna versus a traditional sauna are the relaxation, downing cortisol, releasing happy chemicals, and the detoxification, which is, you know, 7 times more than traditional sweating, which is a huge win. And just that light therapy benefits, like, you're going to see now, like, health and wellness is really starting to boom around light therapy, red light therapy, infrared therapy. different light spectrums. And then there's also the contrary, which is the unhealthy light spectrums, which is your blue lights and your, you know, your computer and your cell phones. So infrared is on the other side. It's an extremely healthy light therapy, and it energizes your cells in your body, and it leaves you feeling like with true vitality and feeling like, you know, that you've done something really good for yourself.
Yeah, I think we've all felt the effects of infrared therapy. If we parked a car out in the sun in the summertime for a long time, and then when we jump in, it's just filled with heat and it's light. And obviously, that's not the most comfortable situation because you're wearing all this clothes. But in the sauna, I've noticed as well, too, it is just like you said, a total transformation in mind, body. I mean, you sweat a lot, you detox, you feel amazing afterwards. But for people who are listening who have never done it, or let's say they call up one of your locations and they say, hey, I want to come in, and they say, what can I expect or what should I do? How do you tell them for a first timer how to go about doing a sauna?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty simple process. Basically, we provide everything you need, which is towels, water, an outlet so you can plug in your music, and then amenities so you can freshen up afterwards. We recommend that people hydrate beforehand because it is like a workout without working out. So you are going to sweat and lose water. And yeah, we usually suggest people start with a 30-minute session so that they can kind of just get used to how it feels and make sure that it's an experience that they enjoy. And then we recommend, you know, taking a break maybe after like 15 or 20 minutes to step out and get some water, cool down a little bit, go back in for the last 10 minutes, and then just enjoy the effects afterwards. And we also recommend, you know, taking a cold shower so that you get the hot cold therapy, and then hydrating afterwards. So yeah, it's pretty straightforward process.
Yeah. Okay. Did you guys see that article about frequent sauna use and decrease in all-cause mortality by 40%?
Indeed.
We quote that study all the time. It's a 20-year-long Finnish study that was conducted, and it's pretty crazy, the benefits. You know, any investor, anyone that we ever spoke to, where we had to convince them of the power of infrared, we always referenced that. And it was like, boom, like, how can you argue with that? All cause mortality, like, you know, sometimes you just think of like the short-term wins, which there's many short-term wins, but the long-term benefits in this one is just exceptional.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of benefits during these crazy times as well too, I'm sure you've heard and have been telling people the potential immune boosting functions of using a sauna.
That and so many other things, yeah. So what happens when you're in an infrared sauna is your body thinks that it's getting a fever. And what it does is it naturally boosts your immune system so that it can combat the fever, which is a natural thing that the body does. That on top of the detoxification, when you're pulling toxins out of your body, your immune system's going to operate better. That and heat shock proteins, you know, when you expose yourself to these, you know, heat stressors, the body again boosts immunity. You know, it prepares you for things like getting sick, and, you know, is the ultimate immune boosting. And then just increasing blood flow and circulation, you know, like that's the best way to not have stagnation in the body and ultimately pump fresh blood to every cell in the body, which is again, such a good tip for overall vitality. So definitely if you're looking for some sort of tool out there during these times and just moving forward, as I feel like, you know, immunity and health is probably the most important thing right now. You definitely want to look into, you know, some form of heat therapy. Infrared, in our opinion, is the best form of that. And like Katie was saying, cold therapy in conjunction together is the ultimate biohack.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about the fire and ice protocol. I'm sure you've heard about that as well, too. I've got the extreme version of it, obviously, with the sauna. And then I have an ice plunge in my backyard at like 36 degrees. So it's been a lot of fun playing with that, jumping from one to the other.
I need to get the link for this ice plunge you have.
Yeah, Luke's story has a link as well too with Ben Greenfield. Mine's pretty ghetto, but it works. It's basically a chest freezer that's been converted, and I fill it with water and seal it and then have it on a timer to keep it cold. And if I have it on too long, I'll actually get ice forming throughout the whole thing. But it's been working perfectly for the last year. I've been getting in there 3 to 5 minutes, 4 or 5 times a week, and it's pretty intense.
Wow.
Yeah. Speaking of usage, do you recommend doing the sauna every day, a few days a week, as much as possible? What's a good routine?
I would say as much as possible, as long as you're staying hydrated, you know, especially right now with it being a really important time to boost your immunity. The more you can get in there or do your sauna blanket at home, the better. I would just say keep in mind that again, it is like a workout without working out. So you don't want to overstress your body and do two workouts and then the sauna. If you're already working out a lot, maybe you want to do it on your off days, or just make sure you're drinking a lot of water. Otherwise, you can't really overdose on, which is nice.
Is there a good time to do it? Because I've experimented morning, afternoon, evening, or do they just have different benefits?
I think it depends on what you're going for. You know, if you are looking to have a lot of mental clarity and focus in work, I like doing it in the morning because it's just a nice way to like reset your energy and get a lot of blood flow going to the brain. So you feel super focused. But it also is nice to do in the evening if you want to like wind down and have something that's going to help you with your sleep. So I think it just, you know, either one is good. It just depends on which benefit you're looking for.
Yeah, I've noticed when I do it at night, I do get better sleep. And one of the benefits, it's kind of like taking a hot bath or hot shower, is your body temperature heats up. And then once you get out, you cool down and you get this vasodilation, and then the body temperature drops, and then you were able to get into a little bit of a deeper sleep. Have you seen that?
Totally.
Yeah. And just to add on that, like, definitely suggest the cold water shower after that, because if you're anything like me who runs hot as a person, like I'm always thirsty, I definitely have that pitta constitution. You definitely want to hit that cold water shower afterwards, because sometimes I've noticed if I haven't cooled my body temperature down, I'll wake up with night sweats and I'll continue that detoxification process, because it is hard to get my body temperature down. So just a little tip there. If you're someone that runs hot, and definitely when you're sleeping, you run hot, you definitely want to do that cold water shower.
Yeah, good point. I do that as well too. Otherwise, just like you said, I'm sweating in bed, and that's not the time I want to be doing any more detoxing.
Exactly. You don't want to have to wash your bed sheets every single time you put sauna at night.
So if for people out there who are listening, if they're in the market or looking for a sauna, what are some of the things they should be looking for and looking out for?
Definitely love to take that one. So you want to watch out for something called EMF, electromagnetic fields. Infrared saunas have had bad raps in the past because they've had super high EMF, mainly because they are electric. They do plug into the wall. So you do have to choose a company that is mindful of that and has the patented technology where they can combat EMF and ELF. Those are two very important things. If you're looking to buy a sauna and they don't mention any of those two things, I would definitely run the other way. We are partnered with Clear Lights or Jacuzzi. They've created a custom sauna for us that is exceptional. We wanted our sauna to get hotter because we wanted the option to release heat shock proteins and compete with more of that finished sauna. So our saunas get up to 175. To anyone that's looking to have like a 2-in-1 kind of sauna, you know, the higher dose sauna is definitely for you with the Clear Light / Jacuzzi technology, because they are by far the number one leader in the space. And we did our research, and anyone that is a leader in the biohacking space will vouch for them. They're just such great people. They also, you know, anyone that can't afford a sauna, doesn't have the space for it, or is worried about taking care of it because they are, you know, 700 pounds. It's really difficult to put together. Definitely have to have the resources. You know, I always say like you've made it if you have an infrared sauna in your house, especially when you're living in New York City. The option is definitely looking into the infrared sauna blanket that we carry. The reason why we made this is because we wanted to offer infrared to the world, to the masses, because of the health benefits. And it was just too clunky to like, you know, try to set up infrared saunas at pop-ups or like even sell one to someone and that didn't have like, you know, $6,000 or up to invest into this. So our infrared sauna blankets are just as good as the sauna. They detox you, they de-stress you, they make you feel euphoric, you release happy chemicals, your skin is glowing, it boosts immunity, it hits on all the points. So we definitely have some options out there for you. And we also are a Clear Lake dealer. So if you're looking for any of their saunas too, you know, just hit us up and we'll educate you on all your options.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about the sauna blanket, because it's something I haven't used, but I've seen it. There's these places popping up around LA here, these sweat lodges as well too, that just have a bunch of these things. And it looks like kind of like a sleeping bag that you get in. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. Katie, do you want to take this question?
Sure. Or it looks like a burrito.
A burrito. Okay. I can relate well to burritos.
For a burrito, you know. Yeah, no, it looks like a sleeping bag, and it has like a zipper on the front. There's Velcro on each side. So you can kind of like shimmy in and then close one side, and then you're cozy in there. And yeah, basically our sauna blanket has the infrared heat. It has a charcoal layer, an amethyst layer, tourmaline, and all of that's upping the detox and the benefits of the infrared. So that's a nice thing that we've added to our model. And I would say the only difference between the sauna blanket and the sauna that we have in our locations is the sauna blanket is just far infrared, whereas our saunas are full spectrum. But if you're looking for detox, calorie burn, upping your happy chemicals, like all those benefits that Lauren listed, the sauna blanket's going to give you that. The only thing that it won't give you is like some of the deeper skin regeneration benefits that you get with near infrared.
Got it. I actually have one on the way here to my house. I can't wait to use it. I think it also could be good if you're going on a trip and you don't have access to a sauna. You could travel with this thing, right, as well, too, and just continue your therapy when you're on the road.
Totally.
That's what I'm looking for.
It's only 15 pounds, so it's really easy to travel with, and it folds up in a suitcase, or you can store it under your bed or couch, so it's very user-friendly.
Got it. I saw the hashtag hack at home on some of your social media posts. And since a lot of people are home now, and you both are enthusiasts like I am about anti-aging, longevity, health, wellness, biohacking, what are some things that people can do who are stuck at home to stay, you know, sane and healthy during these times?
There's definitely a lot of things that you could do. One is subscribe to our newsletter, because we release new hack at home every week. So definitely look out for that. But some of my favorite ones right now, you know, besides hot and cold therapy, still to this day, I haven't found anything that makes me feel better than that. So definitely I would say that's my number one hack. But honestly, you know, like I live upstate, I live in nature. You can't doubt the benefits of, you know, going for a hike, being out in nature, you know, breathing fresh air, you know, just coming from the city and our businesses in New York City. And it's just kind of crazy. Like I'm so grateful for living out in nature. So, you know, it downs depression. It releases, you know, your happy chemicals. You get exercise, fresh air. Like definitely if you can go out for a walk, get in nature, you know, if you want to meet up with your friends, you know, stay 6 feet apart, but that's definitely, you know, a really good hack. And just this one is a little obscure, but it's something I'm obsessed with. I freeze cashews as a little snack. And cashews actually release a lot of serotonin. It's known as a natural Prozac. And anytime I'm having like a little sugar craving, I always go and snack on cashews. And I always like love to introduce that to people. But my stuff right now is a little bit different. I just had babies 8 months ago. So it's kind of crazy from going from this, like, you know, Katie and I love pushing the limits and doing all these like crazy biohacking things, to actually having to scale it back to pretty much nothing when I was pregnant. And, you know, when you're breastfeeding, you also can't do that many things either. So I've definitely had to reinvent myself in all of this quarantine and being a new mom. But I'm just going back to the basics. There's so many natural things and easy, free things that you can do that get you high naturally.
All right. And let's see, just to, yeah, I'm glad you brought up the hack at home, because it's been a fun little experiment and, you know, something that we want to continue pushing for as long as this quarantine goes on, and even after, because it's a really good, you know, the idea of biohacking at home really complements our sauna blanket. And I think the first one I would mention is actually doing the sauna blanket and then a 3-minute ice cold shower. And I make sure that I've got like my 3-minute hip hop song, so I can't cheat and I really like go for it. But that's just such an immediate mood elevator that there's almost like no excuse to be like sad and depressed if you do those two things together. I also have been like a big proponent of treadmill desks for many, many years. And I finally bit the bullet and just decided that I'm making my place like full on biohacking lab. So I'm moving my treadmill desk into my new like home office as we speak. And that's great, because it gets, when you walk, blood flow goes to your brain and increases oxygen and circulation. So your thoughts are clearer, you can work faster, you're more efficient. I love that hack. I also, you know, I'm not like ashamed to admit that I like to go out and have fun and party and all that stuff. But I figured with quarantine, it was the perfect time to just take a break from booze for a little bit. So I've cut out drinking and I've switched to more CBD and plant-based tonics and herbs and elixirs and tinctures to give me that kind of state change. And that's been really fun and cool to experiment with, to see that I don't necessarily need alcohol to, you know, just get out of my head and into my body or unwind. So I've enjoyed doing that. And then I would say, you know, in terms of sleep, I've created this little like ultimate like layer in terms of my bed. I have 2 gravity blankets on there, which are these like weighted blankets that kind of like just help you feel relaxed and you don't move around at night. So I stacked two of them on top of each other, and I got the Chili Pad, which is a device that helps you regulate the temperature of your bed. So I'll like crank it down all the way to 55 degrees. Then I have these like two heavy blankets on me, and I'm just like trapped in there and can sleep like 12 hours. So
awesome. I love those hacks. I've got most of those. I haven't heard about the frozen cashews, but I'm going to have to try that one out as well. For the people who already have a sauna at home, this is kind of more in the extreme biohacking realm, but if I have one or someone has one listening, is there any tips or tricks they can do to kind of boost that experience? Do you have anything, recommendations?
We have a lot of things that we like to do. It's funny because, you know, I always take my podcasts in my sauna. So right now I'm sitting on the outside and I have a cryosphere that I'm rolling all on my body and on my face because I can't directly go upstairs. But what I like to do, this is like a little quick one. I like to jump on my rebounder first. It gets the lymphatic system going. So I like to jump on that for at least 3 minutes. And then I get off and I do dry brushing. And I also have a lymph paddle. And you do some brushing towards the heart. I don't overthink it. You know, it's not complicated. And then if I'm not doing my red light therapy, which I also have in my sauna, then I'll put the oil on my body, which also kind of like helps you sweat a little bit more. And just, you know, when your pores open up, when you're in the sauna, it absorbs the oil too as well. So it's a great way to nourish and moisturize your skin. And then when I'm in there, that's my me time, right? So this is the time to listen to your podcast. This is the time to do that meditation that you didn't do. You know, definitely listen to anything that's going to up your frequency at that time. Like I try to stay away from things like TV and things that like don't always make me feel good. And I go for those practices that pretty much up my dose.
I like that. You know, it's funny because I've tried just about all of those. And I most of the time take my phone in the sauna with me and start playing around and looking at different social media. And at some point the phone gets too hot. I get that, you know, overheating symbol, and that's a good sign. Cause then I throw my phone outside and just kind of check out and just focus on breathing, on meditating, on slowing down, maybe listening to some music. And I find that to be much more rewarding and beneficial versus, you know, just looking at a bunch of triggering catastrophic news on the phone.
100%. I feel like the sauna makes and the sauna blanket just make me more conscious overall. And, you know, Katie and I are, you know, always trying to find ways to up our dose, and we're always coming back to each other and telling each other what we did and how this made us feel good. And, you know, we consider it like, you know, a very strong spiritual practice to go into something and sweat, you know, like a sweat lodge or something, and, you know, forgive yourself and do these like high frequency spiritual practices. It's like really great. It's a new way of like going to church.
Yeah. One of our little taglines is sweat away your sins, but there is some truth to it. It's like a way to kind of like peel back the layers of your ego while you're in there and see your life more clearly.
Well, you could sign me up for the Church of Infrared anytime. That's my kind of organization there. It's funny, right? Because, yeah, I mean, when I go in the past, I was just like, oh, you know, let me just go in the sauna and just, you know, crank one out and get out. But now I really, you almost want to dedicate and focus and set an intention almost in a way to before you get in there and go, hey, this is 30 minutes of my time and reset and breathing and check, you know, just focusing on yourself versus just getting a therapy done, so to speak.
100%.
Sure. I mean, infrared's powerful. I like state this fact a lot, and I've got to do my fact checking and make sure it's accurate. But I think that part of the Scientology detox is extensive use of infrared saunas plus high doses of vitamins. So, you know, if that's like a strong enough protocol to brainwash people, then you can get a lot done with it.
What do you guys think about hot yoga?
Well, funny you ask. Katie and I originally started Higher Dose, and we thought, well, you know, we both love fitness and working out, and there's this hot yoga and everyone uses this like forced air that's disgusting and, you know, is a breeding ground for bacteria. Like, why not get your dose of infrared while you're doing yoga or working out? And that was actually our business model, was to install infrared heating systems into yoga studios, which we quickly learned was a very difficult business model. You know, it's a clunky system to sell, and yoga studios didn't have money. You know, it's a good idea in theory, but, you know, just didn't have any legs or longevity. So, you know, that's when we were kind of like more looking into, you know, opening up the sauna spas and sauna salons. But we actually were successful. We got into, you know, Y7. We changed the heat from, you know, these space heaters in the corner to infrared panels. We did Yoga Vida. You know, we did a few other yoga studios in a short period of time. So it definitely makes sense, but it's definitely, you know, not the cheapest way to install heat.
Yeah, it's funny because one of the ways that I discovered the powers of heat was when I moved, there was a hot yoga place right next to my house. And I signed up for like this, they had this free week membership. I went there. And the first time I went, well, I almost passed out. It was just gnarly intense, but I was addicted. I mean, that night I slept like I haven't slept in a long time. And I'm Sleep Biohacker. That's my Instagram. So I'm always looking for ways to optimize. And then, you know, as I kept going back there, I told people it's the ultimate biohack because you're getting movement, you're getting stretching, you're getting strength building, and you're sweating, you're detoxing, heat exposure, heat shock protein. I mean, it was just like everything in one. And I've ended up going there for the last 2 years and it's revolutionized my health. Obviously now it's not open, but now that I have the sauna at home, I'm getting just almost as much benefit with a little bit of work, you know, just getting in there and doing the time. So I'm a fan of any approach that makes me sweat at this point.
Well, and you know, a lot of people are doing the online yoga at home now, and they'll actually use our sauna blanket as their yoga mat, which is
kind of cool. Can it open up all the way so you could just kind of do it?
Totally.
I'm excited.
It's the ultimate stretching pad.
Yeah. And I bet there's benefits also to, you know, I used to have a lot of lower back pain as well because I was trained as a dentist and I was hunching over and working on patients all the time. And ever since I started getting into heat therapy and yoga and stretching and saunas, those pains are gone. So I'm thinking if you have this and you're laying down on it or doing yoga, again, it's going to penetrate with the far infrared, loosen up the joints, reduce inflammation, reduce pain, right?
There you go. Boom.
In.
All right, guys, are you hiring? I'm ready to work for you.
Yes. Sold. Sign me up.
So one of my favorite questions to ask guests on the show, and it's something that gets me excited, is night routines. Everyone has a little different way of winding down. And I want each of you to kind of share with me and the listeners, what's your ideal night routine?
So lately, I've been taking a lot of CBD, which has actually been amazing for just totally getting me out of my head and into my body. I feel super relaxed. So I'll take some CBD. If I watch TV, which I just bought my first TV of my entire life a couple weeks ago, I'll throw on like an inspiring documentary, like something on Madonna or Jane Fonda or something like that. Or I'll read before bed. And then, you know, I have a very simple like skincare routine. I pretty much just wash my face, brush my teeth, and then like crank the chili pad down to the lowest temperature and I'm out like a light.
There you go. My night routine has changed significantly since having twins. So pretty much if I can get them down at their bedtime, which is around 6 o'clock, that's when I like to do my sauna session and, you know, I'll do a meditation in there. Definitely helps me relax and let go because, you know, after you have kids, you like worry about them all the time. So this definitely helps me de-stress and let go a little bit. Like you have crazy, not rational thoughts. Like I think someone's going to steal my babies out of, you know, the window when I'm sleeping at night. So you can imagine that's slightly affected the way I sleep. So the sauna has been a game changer for that. And then I'll do the cold water shower. Definitely eat on the earlier side. I feel like that is by far one of the best hacks in terms of sleep. If you could eat early so you don't go to bed, you know, full, and you can really, you know, repair at night. And then again, I really try not to look at my phone past, you know, 6 o'clock. I definitely don't do any work. And I'm not like a big fan of, you know, watching TV because like, you know, Katie was saying, it also like it stresses me out. I can't watch that many shows. So if I do watch anything, I'm kind of into Masterclass right now. I feel like it's like such a cool way of watching TV. We Chromecast it to our TV and, you know, learn something new. So I definitely go to bed, you know, and don't have like kind of like terrifying dreams and play into my fears and insecurities as a new mother. So those are my little wind down hacks.
I like all those wind down hacks. That's cool. The CBD thing kind of brought another idea to me. Is there some stuff we can take before a sauna session like CBD, or I've taken L-theanine before, or then there's the niacin flush. Is there any of those that you recommend doing before a session either or after?
Well, stay tuned because we're working on our own line of tinctures. It's going to be coming out hopefully in the next 2 months. So watch this space.
Okay. I will stay tuned. And then actually one of the hacks I want to share with you guys that I've noticed as well with sleep and saunas is because I sweat so much when I'm in there, I'm replenishing with water, but I always try to replenish a little less water than I think I'm sweating out. And what happens is if I do it towards night, so I treat patients for sleep problems. And one of the things they come in and say a lot is, I need to get up and use the bathroom all the time. But if you're sweating sufficiently enough and almost go to sleep in a little bit of a dehydrated state, well, guess what? Probably not going to wake up as much and go to use the bathroom and go pee. So that's been a hack of mine. I haven't gotten up a lot to use the restroom, but every time I do the sauna, that likelihood of that happening is like zero. So cool little secret there.
Well, I mean, I agree with that. I feel like what you need to do is hydrate before. That's the trick to really feeling good when you're in the sauna is go in super hydrated as opposed to drink a ton when you get out. Because then you're just trying to quench that forever thirst that just doesn't go away because you're already dehydrated and potentially have a headache at that point.
Got it. Now, I take a bottle with me inside, but you're saying use more of it before going in.
I mean, try to hydrate, you know, 12, 6, even a few hours before you go into the sauna. I mean, it's the same with working out, you know. You don't wait until you go to the gym to drink all your water. You need to hydrate before you go to the workout, and that way you're going to have such a better workout.
Got it. Got it. All right. Well, I think I got all the kind of questions I want to cover about sauna therapy, heat. We've talked about heat shock proteins. We've talked about sleep, all the good stuff, the blanket. I'm going to have all this stuff on my website as well on sleepbiohacker.com. And for people who are listening, where can they go to learn more about your company and your locations?
I'll take that.
Tough question.
I know. This is a tough one. Take your time.
We're not sure.
So you can follow us at higherdose.com. That's our website. We're at higherdose on Instagram. We have some cool hacks on there and, you know, ways to up your dose. Definitely follow our newsletter if you want some more hacks at home. They're super interesting and creative. And, you know, we definitely like to be original on that. And where else can you definitely should follow Katie and I. You know, we definitely are two very different, but yet have the exact same interests. So follow us at laurenberlingeri.com and at KT Caps.
KTKAPS.
All right, guys. I'm a big fan of everything that you're doing. Keep spreading the sauna gospel. And thank you so much for joining me on the show. I hope everyone out there pays attention to this one. If you've never tried sauna therapy, I recommend you go out there and try it or get a blanket at the least and start small and go from there. You'd be surprised at how much better you'll feel afterwards. I know it's changed my life. So Lauren and Katie, thanks again for joining me. I hope you guys have a great day and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Jay. Have a good one.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay, are you ready to jump into a sauna? I know every time I talk about infrared sauna therapy, it makes me want to fire mine up and get in there as soon as possible. The benefits are there. It's proven science, and I hope you are excited about getting better. Now, if you want to learn more information about me or the saunas, you can visit my website. It's sleepbiohacker.com. I will have a link to the blanket there, which I'm very excited to play more and more with. It's a nice portable and lower price point option than investing thousands into a big sauna if that's more comfortable for you. And I also recommend you check out higherdose.com where they have information about their locations and some more information about upcoming products that they're going to be releasing. So with that said, I do hope you enjoyed that episode. And if you found it helpful, please help me out with a quick review or a share to a friend. And I hope you do have the best night ever.
This broadcast is for informational purposes only. Statements and views expressed in this show are not medical advice. The show, including Dr. Jay Corsandi, the co-host, guest, and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of any information contained herein. Opinions of the guests are their own. We do not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests, nor do we make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. If you think you have a medical problem, please consult a licensed physician.